Let's get to our guest now, James Teo, Southeast Asia CIO at HSBC Global Private Banking and Wealth, joining us from Singapore. Obviously want to talk about your views on the Asian markets, but when it comes to the global picture, do you agree with what we heard from Ed Yardini that the Fed should consider stopping its tightening campaign because of the stress in financial markets?
Well, I think to take a step back, what we are seeing is that central banks have shown that they are willing to see a slower economy just to beat inflation. And I think they want really a somewhat weaker labor market. So I think markets should actually focus, therefore, on how much rate hikes will actually slow growth down. And I think earnings, the season that's coming up, will be key. And of course, earnings forecasts have been coming down. But of course, you're going to expect negative guidance and stuff like that. But I think in terms of strategy, investors should actually be positioned a bit more defensively in terms of sector stance in the weeks ahead.
Indeed. And when it comes to the earnings, it really is whether or not a lot of the bad news has been factored in, and that way you can see some upside in equities, or will they disappoint and push new lows? What's your view there?
Yeah, well, I think quite a bit of the bad news are already in the price. We kind of maintain our neutral allocation to global equities to kind of benefit if there is any bounce up from here. And clearly, there are plenty of quality companies with resilient earnings, manageable leverage. And of course, with so many rate hikes already priced in, I think the downside for earnings multiple ratios looks a bit more limited from here. So I think it's going to be quite a kind of a nuanced approach. You want to differentiate and go for geographies and markets that still, and companies that still have robust earnings growth.
So where are those companies? What geographies as well are you looking at?
Well, at this stage, we still continue to be, in terms of equity markets, we continue to be overweight in the US. Within Asia, we like Hong Kong and Thailand because of the reopening prospects. And of course, in terms of sectors, we want to be a bit more defensive, looking at consumer staples and perhaps some selected names in energy.
You're talking as well, though, that you like the Hong Kong and Thailand story. I mean, Thailand is already reopening and is very seeing some strong upside there. Hong Kong is one that we're looking forward to as quarantine ends. Just tell us where, I guess, the opportunity is there. Is it just the reopening stocks? I mean, Hong Kong is such a big picture when you look at the tech regulatory crackdown as well.
Well, I think for Hong Kong's case, it's really the story of reopening. I think that's quite interesting there. But of course, within reopening, you also want to look at domestic retail, landlords, financial services, airlines. Ultimately, I think that whole pent-up demand for tourism and consumption, I think that would actually bode well for a lot of undervalued assets within Hong Kong.
So we have been seeing intervention from a number of central banks across Asia to really try and stem the decline in their currencies with the strength in the dollar. Where are you kind of seeing further momentum for the dollar against the likes of some of the majors as well, like the pound and euro?
Well, I think the dollar remains our favorite currency, and I think it's quite clear that the dollar would continue its appreciation path, especially against the British pound or even the euro. So it's really because of the relatively outperformance of the US economy, but also because the Fed is going to continue to kind of slay this inflation dragon within its economy. So I think from that perspective, you're going to expect quite a strong dollar in the weeks and months ahead. And of course, given the whole global uncertainty outlook bodes well for the dollar.
And what does that mean here for Asia? Because as I mentioned, we have seen some intervention coming through. You look at the likes of China, India, Japan. Is it going to be another currency crisis for Asia?
Well, I think in Asia, it's going to be a fairly nuanced approach. Of course, you would have certain currencies being a little bit more resilient, particularly, let's say, the Sing dollar, for example, in a country where the central bank would also be tightening policy as well. But of course, you do have certain countries in which the central banks might not tighten as much compared vis-a-vis the Fed. But I think by and large, I think most Asian countries have stronger economic fundamentals compared to the last few years. Over the last few years, it's built up fairly strong foreign reserves. And I think from that perspective, it will be a differentiation in terms of performance of its currency. But clearly, I think the dollar strength would persist vis-a-vis most Asian currencies in the months ahead.
All right, let's talk more about your opportunities. You mentioned before neutral on Asian equities as a whole with overweight on Hong Kong and Thailand, but you're also looking for an allocation to investment grade bonds. Why is this so important right now?
Well, I think at least for us in the investment grade space, a lot of the repricing of interest rates, especially on the short end, we think it's already in the price. So I think from that perspective, we think that there are opportunities, especially in the shorter end of the curve, particularly the short to medium term investment grade bonds across Europe. And of course, the quality appeal of a lot of these investment grade bonds in Asia would actually stand out as a portfolio diversifier in this fairly volatile times. So I think that's where we think for investors at the sidelines, I think it makes sense to be in very short-dated investment-grade bonds. And I think that's where we think at least the short-term opportunities would be before nibbling into riskier assets.
And we talked earlier about whether or not the Fed needs to stop with their aggressive tightening. How worried are you on a bigger, more broader macro level that we are going to be facing some kind of downturn globally? And of course, what that means for this part of the world too, when you are a little bit more buffeted from some of those inflationary pressures?
Well, I think for the Fed, it's very likely that they will still pursue their rate hiking stance. But I think we are starting to see the effects of tightening policy biting the economy. The recent manufacturing data in the US is slowing down. But I think what's key is the reading from the labor market. So we have non-farm payrolls at the end of this week. So these are the indicators that would actually determine how much more will the Fed hike. So I think these are the things to watch out for. Clearly, it will have ramifications for the region, particularly manifested through whether it's monetary policy or it's through a stronger dollar. It might be a bumpy ride ahead, but I think clearly there is still some strength in the region, especially those economies with a reopening story or with a big domestic demand.
All right. I hope it's not too bumpy. Let's see. James Chiu, thank you. Southeast Asia CIO at HSBC Global Private Banking and Wealth with us.